Welcome to DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts, an audio discovery series for teaching and learning in higher education. Hello, my name is Lisa Donaldson, and welcome to another episode in DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts called A Discovery Series for Teaching and Learning in Higher Education. And this morning, I'd like to welcome Brian Harney, who's a professor in strategy and HRM at DCU Business School. He's the program director of the BSc in Digital Business and Innovation. So welcome, Brian. I've already given a bit of an introduction to you there, but perhaps you might like to tell us a little bit more about your role.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for the opportunity. As you said, I'm a professor of strategy and HR here in DCU Business School. A lot of my work is focused around SMEs, so small firms, growth and development. And more recently, I suppose, in the context of our new provisions, Digital Business and Innovation, which is a new degree that we launched last September, as well as an analytics specialism, which will come on stream in 2024. And these are all part of this broader DCU Futures initiative. So ways of reimagining the way we do undergraduate education. So very exciting time over the last 12 months in terms of being involved in these initiatives.
Wonderful. So can you tell us then a little bit about that BSc in Digital Business and Innovation and how it's different?
Yeah, well, there's a few different areas, I suppose, Lisa, that we focused on and leading with, I suppose, the student experience and what undergraduate education can and should look like. So any changes we've introduced, I suppose, is in the context of innovations in our curriculum review in the business school. So we've had a number of successes in terms of doing things differently with our modules like Life module, for example. And we've taken those lessons and learning. So one thing we've looked at is, for example, whether students need terminal examinations and the value of those. So particularly in the context of a digital business innovation degree. And we're thinking, do they replicate real world conditions and what students will confront in the workplace? And when we talked about it and we interviewed students and we talked to companies, we said, you know what, rather have a variety of continuous assessment and let's really explore how we can unpack and make sure we've got a balance in terms of assessment. So one thing with this degree is, and as far as I'm aware, it's one of the first degrees in Ireland, no terminal examinations. So it's 100% continuous assessment. As part of that, what we've done is traditionally we might have worked in what we call in DCU 5 credit blocks. So 24 hours a semester face-to-face time. And what we've done is sort of said, well, actually, can we have a more immersive experience? Can we have a deeper experience with a bit more flex in terms of the timetable? So we've moved to what we've called 10 credit blocks, which mightn't be in one semester. So they might stretch over a semester into the next semester. And that enables us to play with when assessments are due. So there mightn't be an assessment pinch point, as sometimes can happen coming into Christmas. We can have some of our assessments in January and February. And then I suppose other things, and we can dig deeper into these in terms of the degree, and obviously with the student experience, we're doing things like sprints and hackathons and immersive learning and changing, moving away, or one of my colleagues phrases, blowing up the traditional timetable. So we don't have to have an industrial timetable of 2 hours a week for a full semester. We can do sprints and different, bring in flexibility. The other, I suppose, few things is, and this is true of all the sort of the new programs in DCU, is intensive industry engagement. So designed with and feedback from industry, we have an emphasis on skills, transversal skills embedded into the programs. And it may not sound novel, but 15% of the degree is delivered online. And I suppose while we were very good in the context of COVID of doing things in a sort of ad hoc reactive way, these are purposefully designed 15%, 15 credits per annum, delivered on online, developed with the Teaching Enhancement Unit and DCU Studio. So something we're really excited about and have really thought about carefully in terms of what that learning can look like.
Wonderful. That sounds exciting. I can see why you've been busy over the last 12 months or so. So you touched on a couple of innovative pedagogies there. I'm sure the listeners will be interested in hearing more about sprints and hackathons and some of the other elements that you've incorporated, as well as how you have purposefully designed those online elements of the degree. Perhaps you could expand a little bit on that.
Yeah, so we started to look at existing assessments, and we came up, I suppose, with a 2x2 in terms of what we might call tech intensive assessment, so dynamic assessment. So we're very fortunate, say, in the business school to have the ComDels virtual reality lab. So our students were able, for example, to do their induction in that lab, and we had fantastic feedback from that. With the flexible timetables, we've been able to do things like a virtual collaboration with Babson College in the US. So Babson are the leading entrepreneurial school in the world. And what we've done is enabled our students to peer network with Babson in semester one. We'll do it again in this semester and semester two, where they're actually listening to Babson students pitch businesses, doing a peer networking session, all through Zoom, all online. And we have Babson students coming to visit us in May. So that will be two virtual touch points and a physical touch point. So again, this is, in a way, it's all new to us as well. So the mindset is one of a prototype. We try it, we get feedback. Some of these sessions, for example, because of the timings, have to be in the evening time. So we've had to tell our students in advance that you'd have to be available. And I suppose there's a lot going on in terms of content that's new. So I'll pick one out. We have a module in second year on failure, which we're really, really excited about. When we talked to companies and we got feedback from our alumni, it was something they all mentioned. We discussed it in entrepreneurship, but maybe not across the board. So institutional failure, political failure, failure in sports, failure in teams, organization failure, individual failure, and of course, learning from failure, whistleblowing in organizations, voice, psychological safety, speaking up, all these critical things. So really, really exciting things going on. And I'll just highlight one more, I suppose, which is our Transform suite of modules. And they're dedicated to individual self-development and self-awareness over the journey of your degree. So every year there's a dedicated module looking at you as an individual. So year one, it's self-awareness, your values, diversity and inclusion, how you use technology, reflecting on intergenerational careers, learning from alumni. Year two, we bring that into personal agility. So how you work in a team, how you learn from others, how technology can be a help and a hindrance in that. And again, just, I suppose, encouraging a reflective mindset. And in final year, then it's future proofing. So then really moving into career ready mode. And I suppose what's new is those modules talk to each other. So through an e-portfolio, you're actually, the students are capturing their learning and development over that 3-year period. And they're able then to go back and maybe we'll redo some of the exercises they did in first year, in final year. So we're really, really excited. We've never done anything like that in terms of having an individual journey embedded in a degree.
Great to have that space to reflect and a place to reflect. I just want to go back to, you mentioned industry and reaching out to industry and how they have influenced the design of some of the program. So perhaps you can expand on how you've collaborated with industry in this program.
Yeah, well, I think a key part of the Futures Initiative is that we brought, that there's industry partners embedded into the sort of the successful bid in terms of the higher education authority. So we've been fortunate in that respect. But in the design, which is probably new for us, we've had conversations with industry from the off. So what can happen sometimes is you design your program, you do your modules, and then we bring industry in for guest lectures, feedback. Obviously, DCU is renowned in terms of industry engagement. But what we've really focused on this time is speaking with industry right from the beginning. So they were involved in our initial focus groups. I'll call out Accenture as one organization. There's two fantastic DCU alumni that we're working with in Accenture. And they've really inputted into some of these key ideas. And for example, even when Transform was sort of being designed, some of their thought process was, could we have a learning journey? Wouldn't that be fantastic? And how could we input into that? And also they've sort of talked about the skills graduates need in the future. So the risk, I suppose, with a digital degree is that we focus too much on the technology and it becomes very technical all of a sudden, which is an easy fault. And we have to sort of stand back. And they were saying, well, actually, no, it is these type of transversal skills, learning how to work in a team, learning how to reflect, self-awareness. And so they call those out. In addition, in the business school, I suppose, we have an industry advisory board. So we're able to, when the ideas were further developed, sense check them with the advisory board and say, look, if we were to design a degree in this space and this is what we're thinking, what is some of your feedback? And again, they called out things like failure, learning through time. So again, the e-portfolio idea in terms of tracking learning over time. And balancing that self-awareness with the tech. So we see this, the graduates of this degree, as translators in between digital and business. So talking about the challenges of digital, but understanding them in the context of business challenges, societal challenges. So, and then in the running of the degree, we're co-creating with Accenture at the moment, for example. So we've a module on digital tools, and they've told us about the technologies and the digital tools that their clients are struggling with and investing in, and we're able then to leverage their expertise and bring their expertise into the classroom. So one thing we were conscious of, what can happen sometimes is you build up ideas and then you bring in industry towards the end of a module to animate those ideas, as sort of bring them to life. Well, what happens if you flip that on its head and you brought industry in first? And industry says, this is what we're doing. This is the challenge we're facing. This is what we're doing in terms of the metaverse and whether that's a real thing or has potential or what it can do. And then based on that experience, the students dig in and explore some of the research and the writing around it. So we've tried to flip things on its head, and we've been really fortunate in terms of the relationships through DCU Futures to be able to co-create. And we're doing fun things like potentially having industry involved in some aspects of assessment as well. So for example, our students this semester are producing infographics on some of the key digital tools, and they will be reviewed by an Accenture panel again, who will talk and feedback on them. So really, really exciting in terms building on DCU's key strengths, but I suppose embedding industry engagement in every year of the degree.
Fantastic. And I assume then that industry can bring real world challenges and problems for students to solve. So a very interactive, creative way of learning.
Definitely. So it is that challenge-based learning, and it is beginning with nano challenges. These are the type of issues we've confronted in industry. What would you do? And building up then to our final year, when we have multidisciplinary challenge, a live project with a client, mentored by industry, and that again will be hugely exciting for final year.
Fantastic. So that's a very different program to a standard program. There's a lot of innovation in there. So how are the students finding it? I'm curious, what kind of feedback have you gotten to date?
Yeah, we've 26 students that started in September, and we've got feedback through various means. So obviously we've got student voice through our program boards, and the feedback was very positive on the first count, particularly calling out the virtual reality experience in terms of induction. So on the back of that, we're going back into the lab this semester, and the Babson virtual collaboration in terms of cross-cultural learning, and just the insights from dealing with the US students and the type of challenges and the way they communicated their business ideas. So in terms of, I suppose, immediate reaction, it's positive. And it's something as well, we're conscious about having continuous conversation with students. So I met with a student group just informally just before Christmas to see how we could do things, how things were working, what might be improved, what we could do a little bit better. And we'll continue those conversations. But I think what's really neat, because it can be a little bit easy, I suppose, to have a sort of short-term satisfaction, sort of, here's all the bells and whistles and wow, isn't this great, which is important. But I think with things like Transform and the ePortfolio, the real insight will be in how they've learned and how they can demonstrate that learning. And that, for me, when we get to year four with this cohort and we can look backwards, we won't need to survey them. They'll be able to tell us, and it will be evidence, their learning journey. And that is really important for them, both in terms of the degree, but then they have that skill set when they go into the workplace that they continue to do that. And you read all the reports about the future of work and self-directed learning and career hopping and all these things. It's a fundamental skill. I mean, of all the skills I'd call out, you know, the ability to self-reflect and learn about your learning, think about your thinking is right up there. So I think that to me is going to be really, really interesting.
Fantastically positive. I'm just going to bring this to a close. This has been a fascinating 15 minutes learning about the program, and you've mentioned a lot, and we haven't had time to delve into any of them in detail, but a lot of very distinctive pedagogies: sprints, hackathons, challenge-based learning, e-portfolio, collaboration with industry, and involvement in assessment. So many. But you don't have to be a futures program or be leading a futures program to engage with some of these approaches. So for anyone that you might have inspired this morning, would you have any suggestions or advice for anyone who might like to adopt some of these individual approaches or recommendations?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think there's fantastic innovations going on around the university in a number of different guises. And I suppose Futures has given us a platform to really prototype. So I think having conversations and learning more about Futures, and I know as Futures sort of develops over time, we're going to have more sessions, say, speaking into the Teaching Enhancement Learning Week. But I think as well, the resources available, and I think COVID sort of reinforce this, that we have fantastic resources available within the institution and in terms of sharing learning and insights and the different resources coming from, say, the Teaching Enhancement Unit and also DCU Studio. We've had a fantastic experience in terms of the design co-creation. So look, we're not here to fly solo, and we're not here to pretend we're the only way or the best way to do things. So anyone that's interested, particularly say even the online, we can run you through the loop modules, we can run you through the design, and look, we're learning too, so you always learn from a conversation. So I think just reaching out and just seeing what other people are doing, and another thing is as well, working across disciplines, what's really neat about Futures is it's brought together in very tight time constraints a number of different faculties, and I think that to me is really interesting. And I think as a business school, we learn by feeding out into other faculties and also other faculties feeding into us. And I suppose that's an area I'd flag for improvement for us. So happy to have loads of conversations about that.
Thank you so much for speaking to me this morning, Brian. That was absolutely fascinating to get a brief vision of what you've done with the program to date. So thanks again for your time, and I'll say goodbye now.
Thanks, Lisa. Cheers.